Soon, all the little balls of cream have their skins or coats broken and the tiny pieces of milk fat inside them stick together and make a lump of yellow butter. You can make a little butter for yourself by putting a few spoonfuls of cream into a bottle and shaking it as hard as you can for a while, but you will likely feel very tired before the butter appears. The skim milk, which remains after the cream has been taken away, is of a bluish-white colour, and while new milk sells for, perhaps, 3 pence per quart, skim milk fetches only a penny. Yet there is good nourishment in skim milk. Let us add a little acid, vinegar will do, to some skim milk. This makes it curdle, and we will see little white jelly-like clots or curds forming. We will strain off the curds by squeezing the curdled milk through a piece of muslin. The white and solid curds that remain only need pressing to turn them into cheese. The watery liquid that runs through the muslin is called whey. Dissolved in the whey, there is a little milk sugar, the substance that makes new milk taste sweet, and also some lime. Now we know why new milk is such an excellent food. The milk fat and the milk sugar, which it contains, warm our bodies and help us do our work. The curd helps to form our flesh, and the lime helps to form our bones. You can now see how good it is for us to drink milk, and why we add milk to many other kinds of food, such as tea, coffee, and cocoa. Have you ever seen condensed milk? This kind of milk is made by boiling fresh milk for some time so as to evaporate part of the water contained in it, and then adding some sugar. The sweet, thick liquid thus made is then put into tins, which are carefully closed and sealed so as to keep out the air. If they're kept in those airtight tins, condensed milk will remain good for years.